Wonderful ethnic food can be a blessing and a curse for a developing neighborhood. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Pascal Zoasser-Marcelli, professor of geography at San Diego State University, looks into why.
Everybody loves food. And foodies, the affluent and mostly white people who love and know good food, are always looking for unique and exotic foods that taste good, but also give them opportunities to display the cosmopolitan values. Through the gastronomic adventures, foodies increasingly venture into low-income neighborhoods, which they praise for their vibrant ethnic food scene. Ironically, residents of these places, mostly immigrants and people of color, have long struggled with limited access to food. They have fought food insecurity by running ethnic food businesses, growing and sharing food. Today, these self-reliant food practices, born out of necessity and resilience, appeal to newcomers charmed by their simplicity and authenticity. Foodies flock to these neighborhoods. This influx of outsiders is assumed to have positive impacts. More jobs, more revenue, more investment, greater food access, and perhaps even a colorblind society. My research questions these assumptions. One key finding is that food is paving the way for gentrification. Developers, bankers, real estate agents, restaurant groups, and city officials are capitalizing on the popularity of ethnic food, appropriating it to brand places, promote consumption, and increase real estate values. The new trendy restaurants, rooftop gardens, and street food festivals they bring do little to uplift ethnic entrepreneurs and longtime residents. Unable to afford rising rents and food prices, erased from emerging narratives of authenticity, reduced to symbols of multiculturalism, they are economically, culturally, and emotionally displaced from their own neighborhoods.
That was Pascal Zoasser-Marcelli of San Diego State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.